Jason Affinity's proposed four-story mixed-use project at 1111 Elmwood Avenue includes 40 condominiums and some retail space. But attorney Art Giacalone, who's assisting neighbors opposed to the project, has uncovered several problems with the document adopted Monday, including no response to public comments by planning board members.
It actually is the city just agreeing with and adopting the one-sided perspective of the developer on all the various issues that were raised of concern by residents of the city of Buffalo.
Giacalone says those concerns include the fact that under the Brown administration's new green code, only two lots can be combined on Elmwood Avenue. The proposed building would cover 10 parcels on Elmwood and two parcels on Forest Avenue.
Jason is saying that, oh, we consolidated these lots last year. Well, the only legal way to consolidate it is with a public hearing before the planning board, and the planning board consolidating it. That never happened. The record is clear. The zoning administrator, Nadine Moraro, said that they did not go through the planning department and the planning office.
And despite the green code, Giacalone says the city's also allowing Chasen Affinity to call the structure a residential building on the Forest Avenue side, and on the Elmwood side, it's called a commercial building.
The idea is a pedestrian-friendly commercial usage on the first floor. Despite that fact, the building that they're showing right now, there's a large stretch of it. The south part of that building fronting on Elmwood Avenue is totally residential.
Giacalone says if he's correct, then Chasen Affinity's application is not complete.
It's just very troubling. The public deserves, we all deserve, some consistency in how the law is going to be applied. And here's his first major project under the Green Code. And whether it's ignorance of their own law or whether it's an indifference to actually applying it, they're letting Chasen Affinity get away with massive differences between what the law allows and what they're proposing right now.
He says the company's planning to start demolition on the southeast corner of Elmwood and Forest July 15th. The Brown administration and Chasen Affinity did not immediately respond to WBFO's interview request. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.